Hi, this is Will.
And this is Jay.
Welcome to our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on the trails and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, there can only be one winner. So as you say in Nigeria,
breakfast will reach everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. I am Will.
I'm Jay.
Nice to have you again with us. So yeah, Jay, we are just going to run down, the events of yesterday, the surprises, the shocks. At least we didn't see a goalless draw.
Yeah, that was a good aspect, that we didn't see any goalless draw yesterday.
Yeah.
But the results were still shocking.
Yes,
it was too shocking, like Japan.
What we expected, most of what we expected didn't come through. But yeah, let's just dive into it, and then we'll move on to the fixtures for today and what we expect.
I think it shows the uncertainty of the World Cup that only France have been able to string up two wins.
Yep.
That's actually borderline crazy, because coming into the competition, when we picked our high profile teams and we picked the underdogs and all, we're expecting at least maybe the likes of Spain, France, as we said, Argentina, Brazil. We're expecting them to have at least come in. Netherlands, to have at least come in and won their two games. Even Uruguay. I was seeing Uruguay going up against South Korea, and we believe they'll get a result there. Even if it's just like a 1-0 win. But we have come to see that this is not a World Cup that is easy to predict.
Definitely. It's not easy at all, man. It's not easy, because we both went for a Japan win yesterday against Costa Rica, and
Japan played so well that you'd have believed that they have won the game. But what can we say? Most times it's not what we think that happens. That's why I say it's football, anything can happen.
It's 50-50, especially in this World Cup. It's 50-50.
And the goal, like, that was their first shot on target in the competition.
Wow.
Like, how accurate do you want to be that your first shot on target is goal? And man, that goal was sublime. Like, he bent it so, it was so accurate that no matter how the keeper, that was Gonda, right?
Yeah.
He won the man of the match in that game, and he should have won the man of the match in this game also. But that shot was, I feel like it was too slow, because, you know, they said it's a chip in the ball in this World Cup that it measures the speed of, I think it was going at 34 kilometers per hour. Okay. Like that seems fast.
Yeah, that's
right.
That seems fast. That's fast actually.
Yeah, but when you look at the flight path and how long it took for the ball to go.
Yeah.
And the goalkeeper tried his best to get the tip of his fingers on the ball, but it wasn't enough to push it out of the post. And that was what saw Japan lose the 3 points against Costa Rica. That was painful.
Painful. Well, we both lost out on that one.
Yes, it was bad for me. I don't know what's wrong. See, I don't know, guys. It's been terrible ever since the first days. I feel like if it was another World Cup, I would have been good. I don't know what's wrong. But I think probably I'll just go on sabbatical. The way Pep Guardiola does it. I'll go on sabbatical and then I'll come back with a bang.
Okay. But
there's no chance to go on sabbatical.
No chance, man. No chance. Daily games back to back.
Daily predictions back to back.
Yep.
We go again.
We go again today. So yeah, the next game, Belgium, Morocco. Another shocker.
Like the legit flipped the switch on me actually. I predicted a 2-0 Belgium win. And that would have been a 3, because to me that's ZS free kick. It had no right to be chopped off.
I don't know why they cancelled that. But still, they scored again from a free kick.
And trust Africans, once that shit happens, the first thing that comes to their mind is racism. They don't want Africans to win. That's the reason why they're cancelling the goal. They forgot that against Argentina that they cancelled how many
goals. Like 3 goals in
and
the first half.
I wonder how that lateral goal was still seen as
offside. I honestly don't
Just
understand.
Africans. They don't want us to win. Thanks to Morocco, right? They still came back and won the game 2-0. They were not the first African side to beat the European side, right?
Nope.
Sure? I think they were.
To be a European side.
Yeah, I think they were.
Okay, because Senegal lost their game. Senegal lost to Netherlands. Ghana lost to Portugal.
Yeah.
Tunisia
lost to Australia.
And lost to Australia.
Oh, are we that poor?
Well, finishing. But then again, remember, Kevin De Bruyne said, Belgium, they are too old. They don't have a chance of winning. And
He was proved right. I feel like the issue was the players are filled with old players. The squad is filled with old players.
Yeah,
and the young ones are there are not given the chance.
Yeah, because like I showed you the average player. I told you the average age is 30 for Belgium. And Morocco was, I think, 27.4. So the average age.
When you are fielding the likes of Alderweireld, Van Tongen, Axel Witsel, Hazard, which is long, we all know he's longer in his prime, and De Bruyne, you have to agree that, okay, is this actually going to be a team that doesn't have that useful energy in them?
In them, yeah.
And we say it a couple of times, it's the World Cup for youngsters. Well, I've said it a lot of times, in fact.
Yeah, it's like, this is the World Cup for youngsters.
I won't blame Belgium because they got the info too late. I feel like if there were other youngsters that performed, would have brought them. The way Axel Witsel is playing, I think if they had brought in Sambi Lokonga, at least they would have had that energy. Yeah, I know that the... He hasn't much of experience, you can see that. But at least he would have brought that energy to the midfield, and that would have made the game more impactful for them. And maybe they would have had more legs to chase when Morocco had it on them. But the Morocco players, like the goals, it was not something that youths will actually help you with. Like,
true.
It was creativity from nothing. And the first two goals were basically alike from a free kick. What was Courtois doing? Like, it's unlike him. I feel like the reason why they lost was not because of even the reason why they lost was because they couldn't score, right?
Yeah.
But the main reason why they lost was because of Courtois. Like, if he had the normal Courtois we know, if he had actually stopped all those, we know that at least they would have
salvaged a draw or something.
Maybe they would have come in diamond and actually had a winner.
Yeah.
And this is not something that is just happening now. Like, if you look at the Real Madrid team, like, based off since this season began, they have conceded a lot of goals, and Courtois in particular has conceded a lot of goals. He went on injury and he hurried the injury to come back for the World Cup, but it hasn't changed. And now I'm beginning to reason, okay, is it over for him? I know they replaced Navas with him, and April was hyping up the move. He really showed why, he had how many saves in the final? That was crazy.
Yeah.
And he won the goalkeeper of the year. Like, that's actually a very massive achievement. But at the end of the day, I think old age is telling on him, and that is crazy to say, because for someone like comparing with someone like Neuer, he has a whole lot of years on his belt. And even with Gigi Buffon, and we saw how many years he went on. So I don't say that because I say goalkeepers are best in their as an old age, but we are seeing teams now that are playing out of the back, right? Mm. And playing out from the back, we know teams like Bayern have done it for years, and Neuer has been good at it.
Yeah.
But that's not one of the strongest suits of Thibaut Courtois. And I'm now beginning to wonder whether Real Madrid also look at the line and say, okay, we want a goalkeeper that can easily play with his feet and still has that useful energy to cover distances. I don't know. I really don't know. But the Belgian team, they've actually crumbled.
Okay, so
it's safe to say that they're out of the competition.
Well, it's actually not safe to say that, because
I don't see anything.
No. But see something, right? This is the issue with the World Cup. Yeah, because we might see these things happen, and then on the final day we see a totally different story. Because yesterday we're talking about Japan getting, like, going six points, and then we find out that Costa Rica are like, nah, we won 3 points too. And now, so, like, if you take a look at, like, the group E, you see the table dynamics have changed from what it was. The same thing with, like, group F. Like, the table dynamics have changed.
Germany on 1 point, bottom.
Like, you get
Spain top with 4 points.
With 4 points,
Japan so
it's,
and Costa
it's all,
Rica.
It's all down to the last game, right?
I don't know which group is more interesting, Spain's group or Argentina's group.
I think it's safe to say that at this point it's only France group that has a certified winner.
Yeah.
That's France. They're the only ones that have safely qualified.
Okay, I'm going to just take a rundown of all the groups. I know Brazil hasn't played yet, Portugal.
They haven't played yet.
But still, from group A, we're saying Netherlands with 4 points, Ecuador with 4 points, Senegal with 3 points, and Qatar with none. This is still all to play for the last day, because we know that Senegal wins their game and then they qualify. Going to group B, we're saying England, Iran, USA, and Wales, and in that order, 4-3-2-1. We still don't know who has qualified yet. I think England getting a draw will help them qualify. That's the only certainty. And that's not even a certainty, because they are playing against Wales, right?
Yep.
And if Iran, I don't know. We really don't know, guy. Okay, let's move on. Group C, we're seeing the same pattern, but a slight change, because we're seeing 4-3-3-1, and that's Poland with 4 points, Argentina with 3 points,
Saudi Arabia with
3 points, and Mexico with one. Then going to Group D, we're having the dominance. France with 6 points, Australia with 3 points, Denmark with one, and Tunisia with one. Denmark and Tunisia are staying in competition, because if any of them can get 3 points, they can supersede Australia with 4 points there.
Yeah.
Then we see Group E with Spain on 4 points, Japan on 3 points, Costa Rica on 3 points, and Germany on 1 point. And Germany have to win their last game.
It's a must.
Luckily for them, it's against Costa Rica. So that seems to put them in a favorable position.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be down to goal margin, because Japan are on a goal difference of zero. Mm-hmm. If they see a draw against Spain, they go to they remain on zero goal difference, but at least they have 4 points.
Yeah.
And if Germany's on a goal difference of minus one.
So they need to score two goals
against Costa Rica. At least two goals against Costa Rica for them to win.
Yeah.
Then going to Group F, we're seeing Croatia with their magical comeback yesterday.
Honestly,
we haven't even gone into the game, right? But they really impressed us there, and they are on 4 points with Morocco, the first African nation to give us hope. On 4 points also.
Yeah.
Belgium, they face the risk of losing out on 3 points, but as I said, they win their last game and they still qualify with their old players, as they said. And Canada on 0 points. I think it's safe to say that Canada is out.
Yeah.
It's safe to say that.
Yeah.
No one talked about it yesterday.
No, but the thing is that, like, regardless of, you know, how the scoreline works or how the scoreline is, you know, I feel like they had some zest. You know, they came with an intention of, like, proving the critics wrong and all of that. But unfortunately for them,
they almost did, because they played well against Belgium. But I don't know why they crumbled. They scored first against Croatia, so I don't know the reason why they crumbled against Croatia. And that leaves us with Group G and H. And from there, we still have teams that have played only one game. They will play the second game today to complete. It's two games for everybody. But from there, we have Brazil and Switzerland on both on 3 points. They face each other today. And then Cameroon and Serbia, which kicks off by 11 p.m. West African time, both on 0 points. The winner of that game will certainly have hope.
Definitely, yeah.
But loser, I'm sorry to say, I really don't know what to expect from there. Then we go to the last group, Group H, where we have Portugal on 3 points, South Korea on one, Uruguay on one, and then our Black Stars of Africa on 0 points.
Yeah, at this point, man, see, it would really hurt me if Ghana lose out.
Yeah, because we expected much from them.
Yeah.
Not say we expected much, but from the African nations, we expected them to be the
like,
final.
Regardless of, say, you know, Senegal.
And they've played well.
Funny enough. And you could say that they were robbed in the Portugal game. You could say they were robbed.
I won't say they were robbed. Yeah, we know that the first goal usually detects the tempo of the game. You know that, but if Inacquinians are just being
it's much more clinical.
Let's say clinical. I don't know. Why did he sleep? He did that Gerrard slip, and that was it. That was it for Ghana.
Yeah, the Gerrard slip, man.
But despite that, looking at the games of yesterday still, let's round up on that. We had Croatia, Canada. Yeah, we talked about the Croatian comeback, and that was nice. We saw that fight back that they had in 2018 that made them push on to the final. And they have got their fans believing once more. I won't talk about the commentator that saw what he saw and started saying, ay, ay, ay. yeah, as they fear, who don't fear women. I don't know, she was Miss Croatia, and her dressing for the World Cup was with that flowing gown and the Croatian color, red and white. I really caught the attention of the commentator, and I'm sure he caught the attention of almost every single man that was in the stadium. Please, I'll advise her to kindly allow the spectators, let them watch
to
the
focus
match
on the game
and not on her. Thank you. But the last game, Spain Germany, we saw the power of youth. Everybody said that was a game of Barcelona versus
Bayern.
So we have finally seen that the reason why Bayern is ripping apart Barcelona, maybe down to the coach.
Probably,
We have seen now that Enrique has used the same players, not exact same players, but 7 out of 11 is a high number.
It's a high number.
8
actually,
out of 11 is a very, very high number. And we have seen that Enrique used that, and he almost won. He almost won before the equalizer came, and Germany managed to see out a point that gave them the hope of still staying in the 2022 World Cup.
Yep.
But that was all for yesterday. And let's say the lucky ones were Croatia, because of the comeback. Yes, and Belgium put themselves in a tight position where they definitely have to win their last game to qualify. Same applies for Japan, which saw them lose to Costa Rica, and a win there would have made them the first to qualify from the group. But now they have to qualify from the group by winning Spain, and then we come down to today's games.
It's a very, you know, shaky thing, this qualification to the next round. But yeah, we move. So today's games, you have Group G, Group H playing today.
Yeah, second games of the World Cup.
Yeah, we have Cameroon, Serbia first, then South Korea, Ghana, Brazil, Switzerland,
and
Portugal, Uruguay.
Yeah. For the punters out there, I think the outrights, you can get some of the outrights on NigerBet.com.
Yeah.
There are so many, there are a whole lot there. I think I can't even say all of them, but if you look at the doubles, that's for someone to score a brace in the game. We have Mbappe, Harry Kane, Ronaldo, all at two odds, and then Vinicius at 3, and Griezmann at 4.5. Then for those that feel like they really know the game, that are ready to predict the winners out there, Brazil is topping at 3.4. We have France, which it seems likely that they're going to win it at 7.0 odd. We have Spain at 7.5, Argentina at 8.5, and then the British.
The three lions. They are going home. It's not coming home
at 10.0 odd. So if you feel like you are really that good and you know who's going with it, definitely the top goal scorers are out there.
Yeah.
Also, and Mbappe's on 3 goals, right?
Yeah.
And he's there at 4.0 odd. So there are a lot of things there. If you want to go, you can just simply go on NigerBets.com and definitely put your money where your mouth is.
Yep. So yeah,
we move on to
today's games. Cameroon, Serbia. I think we'll just take our predictions, you know, instantly.
Yeah, and then see the reason why we're giving our predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Cameroon, Serbia. First of all, we expected a lot from Serbia because of the forwards they had, Mitrovic, Vlahovic, Rebic. No, sorry, Rebic is Croatia. Sorry. It's not my fault that they all answer each. Yeah, but we saw that. And they also have the likes of Milinkovic-Savic and in their midfield. And these are actually big hit players in this current season.
Yeah.
So we thought that maybe it was against Brazil, and we know how good Brazil is.
Maybe.
But now they're coming up against Cameroon, which you know is one of the strongest African sides. And I think I'll predict a draw for that game. I'll go with a 1-1 draw.
Okay.
Because I see both sides. I see Cameroon being a hard nut to crack. But I think with one bit of clinical maneuver from someone like Mitrovic, they actually get a goal. And once we know how this World Cup is, once the goal comes in, then the fight begins. That's when the match actually starts. Because during the kickoffs, when it starts,
Once the first goal comes.
Or once it hits the 90 minutes mark.
90 then, or maybe like 80 from
I don't know
from,
what's wrong with this country.
From 80 from it's usually like from like 70 downwards. Then there's always this
tempo increase.
Yeah, there's always this increase in tempo.
So yeah, I still want one. What about you?
Okay. Well, I think we need Cameroon needs to do this for themselves and also like for Africa. They need to we need because the Asians are doing it, or the Asians did it.
Yeah.
The Asians did it. So we need Morocco have struck the first blow against Belgium. So hey, it won't be bad if Cameroon wins this game against Serbia. I mean, but like you said, Serbia also has creative players, big hitters. So I think I'll just go for a draw.
Go for a draw also.
Yeah, I'll go for a draw too.
Okay, so putting the correct score to that, what do you call it?
I still see that 1-1.
Same 1-1.
Yeah.
Your lucky number. I wish I could really ring a bell right now, but nobody else actually hit the correct score, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
With Spain, Germany.
Spain, Germany.
He predicted a 1-1. I predicted a 3-2, and can I say I've been back? So, he predicted a 1-1, and he was still on point with the Croatia-Canada game where he predicted
2-1. Yeah.
But yeah, it ended up 4-1. There's nothing bad in doubling the number.
Nothing bad, man.
Yeah, and we're both wrong in the Japan, Costa Rica, and Belgium Morocco game because we saw Japan and Belgium coming out on top. But what can we say? Away wins.
Hey.
Moving on to the next game, South Korea, Ghana. I'm not gonna lie, the African in me right now is talking, and I know this might not be the outcome, but I'm going 1-2 in favor of Ghana. I don't see Ghana stopping. I feel like the goals they scored against Portugal were top-notch goals, and South Korea, and they're not as good as Portugal defense. Yes, we know that they have they have one good player there that can hit them, but I don't think him is going to be enough to help South Koreans. I see Ghana coming up on top.
Okay. Right. This can, on the surface, this looks like a tough one to predict, but
yeah,
seeing the way Ghana played Portugal. Yeah, I'm sure that South Korea can get a goal, but seeing the way
what did they have that let off that we've seen in most teams, even in France almost had it, that let off that they can't bring in the intensity of the first game to the second game. And that's the reason why many teams are not able to win two games.
No, but like France won their first game, so you can understand that. Okay, but Ghana did not win their first game,
so you see them,
they lost
that fire.
Yes, so they actually need this win. So I'll probably just go with 2-0 in favor of Ghana.
All right.
Yeah, they really need the win.
Correct score is pending. Are you seeing like a goal each half or two goals in a half? How correct is your correct score?
I don't know when the goals will come in. Okay. But yeah, I see.
And then the most anticipated game of the day, Brazil versus Switzerland. I watched this game last World Cup, and Granit Xhaka has always stood out for me. Him and Yann Sommer, they were able to control the midfield, and then Yann Sommer was able to keep the Brazilians at bay. It ended 1-1 last time, and painfully, I kind of see that happening again. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I won't be shocked if the match ends as a draw. But I also believe Brazil, they have lost the likes of Anthony and Neymar. So yes, but we know how good Brazilian subs are. When you are losing Neymar, that's the only thing. Okay, they no longer have someone filling that 10 position, right?
No, but I feel like, you know, when Brazil Switzerland, I feel like there's going to be a change of gameplay for Brazil that will probably, like, depending on the players that are brought on, like especially the player that is filling that Neymar role.
And I don't think they are going to fill that Neymar role. That's why I agree with you that it's going to be a change of play for Brazil. I feel like that 10 role that Neymar was playing will be cut off, and then they'll play 2-8.
Okay, exactly. So like I feel it's going to be somewhat different than what Switzerland expects.
Yes, because I feel like they're going to play Paqueta and Fred.
Yeah, because I think the commentator said it for that France-Denmark game, right? the way France played, the way France were in the previous World Cup.
Okay.
No, in the previous World Cup.
Yeah.
Now, due to the injuries and everything, being unavailable, like they have to switch up. So, if you were judging France based on the previous World Cup and how they played, when you come into this World Cup, you see that it's totally different with the arrangement and all
and
of that.
As they say, they were lucky enough to get the partnership of Hernandez and Mbappe.
So, like, I feel we are going to see that sort of thing play out against with like Brazil and Switzerland. I still see Brazil winning the game anyway.
Yeah, that's actually something to look out for. What can I say? Switzerland are actually good in the midfield. Injury to Neymar might actually turn out to be a good thing for Brazil, because that will see them featuring, a more midfield kind of player in the in the likes of Fred and Paqueta. But in a situation where Paqueta doesn't play and they bring in someone like Bruno Guimarães, I think that's even worse for Switzerland, because we have seen how good he has been in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And he's not just a midfielder that just stays and defend.
He also moves forward.
Thank you. He's a box midfielder, but he also gets the goals. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
And his goals are not anyhow. Like, believe me, leave this guy alone and he might be actually pushing for a Puskás, as in, let alone with him.
Yeah.
I feel like today we might actually see a goal that will supersede Richarlison's goal. It's crazy to think about that, but it's Brazil, so never called anything crazy with them. Yeah, as I said, I'm going to be expecting a draw from the game.
Okay.
But as I said, the Brazilian enemy is going to speak up.
Yeah.
I see a draw coming, but
yeah,
I'm still going to go 2-0 Brazil.
Okay. 2-0 Brazil. Yeah, I'm going to go for a 3-1.
3-1?
Yeah. Hey, ballsy predictions, man.
That's not ballsy. It's not ballsy, really. Brazil can definitely do it. And I won't be surprised if Switzerland score. After all, they scored last time.
Yeah.
And I can't believe Switzerland and Brazil playing a 0-0 draw.
That would be disappointing, man. That would be really disappointing.
But as I said, the Brazilian me wants a clean sheet.
Mm.
We kept it last time. I believe we'll keep it again. And we'll keep on charge for the World Cup. Hey. And last but not the least,
Portugal,
Uruguay. Portugal, Uruguay. In the words of my father, Uruguay are a very good footballing nation and they will always see it over Portugal. And I stand with my dad again. He gave me last prediction, last World Cup, where Uruguay knocked out Portugal. And I'm going to stand with that again. I go with Uruguay win. 1-2.
Uruguay win 1-2. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, Uruguay need a win to keep their hopes alive.
Yes.
Portugal need a win to help them qualify.
Yes.
And on the last day, Portugal is going to play South Korea, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah. Huh. All right. I see a draw.
You see a draw?
Yeah. Portugal, Uruguay, I see a draw.
1-1-2-2-3-3-4-4.
Let's go with like a 2-2
draw.
Yeah, I see
that's
a draw.
Close. That's close.
I see a draw.
Okay.
Wow.
And look at conditions. It's surprising how sometimes we are way off. But it's not our fault. It's not our fault, because even those that claim that they are best in the business are still failing.
Hey.
It's World Cup.
It's the World Cup, man.
What can we say? Luckily for France, they've had a revamping squad. Looking at Brazil, we'll also see some changes, because it's high possibility that Richarlison might still start because of his performance in the last game.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think if you're looking at Switzerland and the way they play, I think Gabriel Jesus might be one to watch, because Richarlison, definitely Akanji is going to hold it onto him.
Yeah.
So I think Gabriel Jesus might be one to watch, because when he came out for the last game, there was a lot of fluidity in the Brazilian attack. And I think that's what they actually need. They might need here
against Switzerland.
But if they actually go ahead to start Richarlison, we all seem to play now in a situation of they use Richarlison to tire out the defense, and then they bring in Gabriel Jesus to change the whole dynamic of the play.
Okay.
And everything changes at once. So we are looking at probably Vinicius still starting, Richarlison holding his spots. Since Neymar is out, probably we might see the introduction of Fred's partner, Paqueta, in the midfield. Casemiro right behind them. And the other wing, Rafinha, because definitely Rafinha impressed me. I think with Anthony out injured, I don't think Rodrigo's going to have any challenge for him in that position. So, want to watch Brazil, Switzerland, and Portugal, Uruguay. 7 o'clock West African time. Sorry, 5 o'clock West African time. And 8 o'clock West African time.
Yeah. Oof, man, it's going to be an exciting day. hopefully we see the goals that we want, because in all our predictions we actually want goals in the game. So hopefully we see these goals and we get our predictions right. So yeah, can you
now just, we fall back to the cupboard where Williams has been manhandling me over the past couple of days.
If you're good, you're good. You get
just imagine. And yesterday, unfortunately for me, he hit a correct score again with the 1-1 draw against Spain, Germany.
Yep.
That gives him 6 points for that. And then going Croatia win, he also gave him 3 points, although it was not a correct score. But that's giving him 9 points out to his already 45 points, and he goes to a maximum of 54 points.
Mm.
Man, that's not good. That's something.
Race 200.
And shame on me, shame on me. I was only able to get a 3 points yesterday, so I'm still languishing at that 9 points, not even able to hit the 40 barrier.
Hey, you get there, man.
And that's 15 points, gap. Take a chill pill.
Hey, today might turn out good for you, man.
It might not turn out good for me. We both predicted 1-1 draw for Cameroon, Serbia. We both predicted 2-1 win for Ghana. Oh, okay, you predicted 2-0 win for Ghana.
Yeah.
Then we both predicted Brazil to win at 2-0 and 3-1. And then the only difference in our prediction,
the last game,
is Portugal Uruguay, where I see Uruguay come out 2-1 and you see it in a 2-2 draw.
Oof.
Mm. Man.
Well, we'll see at the end of the day, man. We'll see at the end of the day who gets the points and who doesn't get the points. All right. So this is a wrap on today's episode on the World Cup series, your favorite podcast, not just sports. Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on our notification so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya!